Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Teich. And this is an interview about potato pants.
But before you check the sales at Kohl's or Nordstrom or look on Amazon, we should point out an important fact. Potato pants aren't real. They are a figment of the very active imagination of children's book author Lori Keller.
Keller also brought the world Arnie the Donut, The Scrambled States of America, and other titles. She lives directly across Lake Michigan from us in Muskegon, Michigan, but found her way to Milwaukee recently, where we had a chance to catch up with her. Lori Keller, it is honestly a thrill to have you here.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much.
I think I have probably gone 7 or 8 years without asking a question quite as obvious as where do you get your ideas? But I'm looking at a book about a talking potato and his pants-related identity crisis.
Yes.
And I feel like this is a perfectly valid juncture to ask, where in the world does this come from?
Well, a lot of my ideas pop into my head. The very first book I made was The Scrambled States of America, and it's been 20 years now. I can't even believe it. Yeah, and that one literally popped into my head one night when I was falling asleep, pretty much the way you see it on the cover there with little states with arms and legs, faces. Several of them popped into my head, and I don't know why, but the next morning I remembered that, and I thought, well, maybe that would be a fun way to teach kids U.S. geography, and I wrote a story around that idea and found a publisher pretty quickly, and I've been working with them ever since. So in Potato Pants was similar. A lot of times, you know, like with Arnie the Donut, something will inspire me. Like I went into a Krispy Kreme donut shop, watched the donuts being made, and thought, okay, I want to write
Why not
a donut.
Anthropomorphize them?
Why not? and then with Potato Pants, I was working on another one of the Arnie the Donut chapter books, doing some artwork for that, and for some reason, I still don't know why, a conversation between a potato and a snooty boutique owner popped into my head. And again, I don't know why, but I stopped what I was doing, and I spent a couple hours jotting down their conversation and then built the story from there.
Does it take something to not self-censor yourself when a thought like that comes in your head? I mean, I think the idea, if I were to suddenly have this thought of a talking potato, I'm not sure I would file it under things I could use.
Well, I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate, but those thoughts don't usually happen until a couple of years after it's been published. And then I'll be reading it to somebody and it's like, wait, this is really weird. But no, I kind of just go with it. I've always been really oddly drawn to inanimate objects. Ever since I was a kid, I was absolutely sure that they had feelings. And so I was always very empathetic with them and pairing them up so they had a friend or whatever it was. And I figured I would grow out of that. But I've just basically turned it into a career.
I think a lot of kids do, and I don't know when we lose that idea.
I haven't. I'm still.
Well, and one of the things that always strikes me about your books is that many of the pages kind of have a comic strip feel to them. They're in multiple panels, you know, like the six things that happened to Arnie the Donut the morning that the book starts.
Oh, right.
Did you ever have dreams of drawing a comic strip?
Well, you know what? I know a lot of kids do nowadays, and we talk about that, but I was very interested in comics. I loved Nancy, Richie Rich, Little Lulu were my three favorites. But I didn't realize, I guess, that just regular people like me did that sort of thing. So I just kind of always drew just for the fun of it, but never really thought about doing it for a career in any way until I was much older. So
what were you doing before the Scrambled States came along?
Oh, well, I worked my first job as an artist. I worked at Hallmark Cards in Kansas City, Missouri as a greeting card illustrator. And I started doing a little bit of writing there when I got the chance. And then it was when, well, I actually started to spend some time in a nearby children's bookstore to be inspired for kids' art. And I don't have kids myself, so I hadn't looked at children's books in many years. And I was going through these books. I started collecting them, and I just couldn't believe, you know, all these wonderful books. two of the ones that inspired me the most were Lane Smith and John Cheska. You're familiar with
the
them?
The Stinky Cheese Man.
Stinky Cheese Man. Oh,
which
my
is,
gosh.
We were talking about this before we were rolling tape, and I mentioned that I bought a copy of Arnie the Donut before I had kids. The other children's book that I bought before I had kids was the Stinky Cheese Man.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's one of my just all-time favorites. I loved how irreverent it was and so funny, and that was one of the books that just made me think, that's what I want to do someday, is make books. And so a couple of years later was when the Scrambled States idea popped into my head.
Well, and the thing now that you mention it, that your stuff has in common with the Stinky Cheese Man is, and obviously some other books too, is the dialogue that the characters kind of have with the reader as the book is playing out. Mm, this kind of playful interaction that, you know, to get really heady here, takes the fourth wall away.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Right. Yeah, that's becoming more and more common in books, making them more interactive. And I think kids really like that. And I know librarians kind of like that too when they do read-alouds. And it's just fun if it happens to work out in the story to do that. But it's a fun way to have a character relate to the kids a little bit more in that way.
Your books can be tricky, I will say, to read aloud just because of the many asides and the kind of digressions. Does that enter your mind as you're putting together a book, how people will not only read it to themselves but read it out loud?
Well, not so much.
And that's
so
not a
much.
Criticism.
No, I know. But it really didn't at first. And I think, again, it was because maybe since I don't have kids, so I didn't really ever think about that over the years. And they weren't saying it as a complaint, but sometimes I would hear, they were almost like apologizing to me. Librarians would say, okay, I can't read, or I haven't been able to read all the extra little asides because it would take too long. And I totally get that. But then other people really like them because a lot of those are kind of silly jokes, maybe that sometimes kids don't even get those, but maybe adults will. And I've learned that kids like to choose my books at bedtime because then they get to stay up an extra 15 minutes because they get to read every little aside going on. So, you know, I like to do it sometimes just for fun, for added jokes, or maybe if there's a little bit of information I want to include that doesn't really fit in the story. But Potato Pants, it didn't really seem like it needed quite so many of those, so it is a much quicker read, probably the quickest of any of the picture books that I've done.
Definitely quicker than the Scrambled States talent show.
Yes, and that's a long one. But Potato Pants, just the feel of the story and just what's going on, it's so manic and fast-paced that I felt like if I added too many asides, it would really slow the story down. There were a few times when I was going to add some of those in, and I took them out because it was slowing it down too much.
The thing that really gets me about Potato Pants that I don't know that I noticed as much in your other books is the way you play with fonts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at the page where the potato complains that the eggplant has ruined everything.
Right.
And it's in very large. It's just the different fonts that show up over the course of the book are really, they're fun.
Yeah. I think that started years ago when I was a greeting card artist. But, you know, with books, it kind of helps sometimes just to get across a certain feeling or maybe how it should be read or just as a suggestion, you know. But, yeah, I think in Potato Pants I did kind of play around with the font a little bit more.
Can you walk us through a day in the life of a children's book author and illustrator in North Muskegon, Michigan?
Well,
I'm sure it is all glamour.
Oh, all glamour. My goodness. I don't even know where to start. let's see. I don't really have typical days. I mean, and it really depends on what phase of the book I'm at, because since I write and illustrate, when I start the writing, you know, I'm back to square one, blank page. So it takes me a while to kind of build up. I'll start jotting down little notes and get going. And the writing could take a couple months. It could take a couple years. I mean, unfortunately, if it takes years, I'm usually working on something else at the same time, too. So the writing part.
What are the books that have taken years for you?
Okay. The longest one, it was Due Unto Otters, this book I did about manners and the Golden Rule. And it just took me so long to figure out a way to make a book about manners and the Golden Rule fun. So I would start it and work on it for a long time, and then I wasn't getting anything I liked, so I put it aside for a while, did another book. And so I was working on two other books during that time, but by the time I figured it out, it was about 5 years that it took me to write it. So anyway, so the writing part, I'll work, you know, kind of on and off throughout a day for however long it takes me to write it. And then when I get to the illustration part, it usually has taken me so long to write it that I don't really have as much time as I would love to illustrate it. So it takes me about 3 or 4 months working from early morning until the wee hours of the night, pretty much 7 days a week for about 3 or 4 months until the artwork is done.
It is at least fortunate when you're talking about donuts and potatoes that they are all generally similarly shaped.
That's right. And they're not that hard to draw. So when I did scrambled states, you know, I had to make sure that every little state was drawn just so that it was recognizable. But with potatoes, not so much.
Do you have a sense for what kind of ratio you have in terms of the ideas that hit you and projects you start and the projects you see through to fruition?
Wow, that's a good question. Maybe 5% of the ones make it through all the way to the end. I'll have ideas that I keep in a notebook or on little napkins or little pieces of paper that kind of end up wherever, but I don't often even use those. It's usually something that will either pop into my head that I get excited about or some little thing that crosses my path that I want to work on. And fortunately, I work with an editor who is so wonderful. She doesn't hold me to any certain idea if I'm really excited about something else, and she really likes it too. So, and she works with so many different people with so many different ways of working, that, and she really is a creative person herself, so she understands the whole process and is really great with how everybody, their individual ways of working.
It has to be wonderful to work with someone who you could bring an idea like potato pants to, and they say great.
Yeah, I really, it's been, there haven't been too many ideas that I've been excited about that she hasn't been excited about too.
How challenging for you is the cover of the book? I mean, you know, we always talk about not judging a book by its cover, but I mean, especially when you're 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 years old, and frankly, when you're an adult, there is a lot of judging a book by its cover, especially when it's a picture book.
Right. Yeah, it's tricky. And the title is really tricky, too. Titles are probably the hardest thing for me. A lot of people have the title right away, and I don't usually. Potato Pants, I did. I knew right away what I wanted it to be called. But that one, the cover, I had a hard time with. I usually design the covers myself, but I kept turning in ideas for the cover, and they just weren't working out so well. And so there's a designer that I work with, too, at Henry Holt McMillan, and she was the one that suggested basically the way the cover turned out, and I was so happy with that direction.
Right, the cover is almost, I don't know, I'm not sure how to describe the cover.
He's just super excited about the possibility of potato pants.
And he's got this montage of other potatoes and their pants.
They're all shopping
buying
like crazy, flying off the racks. And then in the background lurks the menacing eggplant.
Who does not know he is menacing,
no,
as
doesn't
it turns
realize
out.
That at all.
Spoiler alert there.
That's right. That's right.
Does it surprise you when a character like Arnie turns into what Arnie has kind of turned into?
Like becoming popular with kids?
Yeah, or? Becoming popular with kids. I mean, I have not seen it personally, but I gather there is like an Arnie mascot out there.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And you never, I mean, you don't know. You don't know what will resonate with kids. And that's why I don't really try to figure that out when I'm working on a book, because you just couldn't try to figure that out. And so I just make what entertains me, basically. I don't test it out on kids, and I just hope that it makes other people laugh.
So then when you go out and you do author events, as you are doing here in Milwaukee today, mm-hmm. is there still somewhat of the unknown when you walk into a classroom full of kids?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, especially the first few times I read it to somebody. Yeah, I never know if they'll like it or not. And it always surprises me at the parts that they really laugh at, or something maybe that I thought they might laugh at that kind of just slips by, and it's different with every group. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of always surprising.
Laurie Keller, thank you so much for what you do and for sharing it with us.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for having me.
And come back and see us again.
I would love that.
Children's book author and illustrator Laurie Keller's latest book is called Potato Pants. She is also the author of quite a few other books for young readers, including Arnie the Donut, The Scrambled States of America, and Due Unto Otters. She lives in Muskegon, Michigan, but stopped by our studio during a recent visit to Milwaukee for a Boswell Book Company event.